Well, Governor Mike Parson on Wednesday is going to host a rural mayor's roundtable. He has been meeting, as you know, with the mayor of Kansas City, Sly James, and the mayor of St. Louis, Lyda Cruzan. Tomorrow on Wednesday, he meets with rural mayors, primarily from western Missouri, but there'll be some from northwest and south central Missouri as well. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to preview this meeting is the mayor of Odessa, Adam Couch. Odessa sits right on I-70. It is east of Kansas City, growing community, and a big ag presence. It's a rural community as well. Mr. Mayor, appreciate your time. Talk about this meeting. What can we expect, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Yeah, well, first off, we're excited to have Governor Parson come to Odessa. This meeting is, we've invited 15 mayors, and really he seems to be interested in the issues and challenges that rural Missouri faces, small towns such as Odessa, population of 5,300. And so he just wants to hear from some of our mayors around here and to discuss issues that we face that may not be prevalent in larger cities.
Is transportation the biggest issue you're facing right now? You sit right on I-70. Is that the biggest issue, or are there other issues as well?
Transportation for the city of Odessa is a significant issue, both statewide and locally. I-70 feeds a lot of traffic, a lot of business into our community, and so being able to repair I-70, expand it would be great. Odessa is desperately needing a new interchange at Highway 131 and 40 Highway. We have a very complicated interchange, so we're hoping this gas tax will pass, and that will benefit all of our communities.
So Odessa needs a new interchange. Is that right on I-70 you're talking about?
That is right on I-70, yes, sir.
And where again, sir?
It's at Highway 131 and 40 Highway, okay. As you come into town from the west.
Yes. And that kind of ties in with that Warrenton had the same issue, as you probably know, and unfortunately they didn't have the funding to do it. They had to vote to tax themselves, and there were some lawmakers in both parties that were upset about the fact that Warrenton had to do that. It sounds like you're endorsing the gasoline tax increase.
I am endorsing the gasoline tax increase. I think it's something that we've needed for quite some time. I've read the report from the Transportation Commission, and our roads, our infrastructure in general, are in dire need across the state, but right here in Lafayette County as well. And that additional funding will provide a greatly needed revenue source for us.
Final question about the roundtable itself. I know transportation will be a big issue. Jobs as well, which you have touched on. Every community needs jobs, including yours. What are some of the other things that you expect yourself and some of the other mayors to discuss with Governor Parson?
Yeah, I think some of the other stuff that may come up are the local government preemption bills that we see go through the General Assembly every year. And we just want to make sure that as local officials, we're here day in, day out with our residents, that we're able to govern and lead our cities the way our city needs to be led. The other things that I think would come up would be the passage of the prevailing wage bill. That was a positive thing for communities. And then also municipal court reform. Senate Bill 5, issues with Senate Bill 5.
Municipal court reform. Can you give me a couple of other towns that will have mayors there that you think will be there? I know 7 have RSVP'd. Without going through all of them, anybody that you think would be of interest?
I think Chillicothe will be of interest. They're going to be traveling quite a ways. Nam Noster will be there. They'd be unique with the presence of Whiteman Air Force Base. Lexington is our county seat, and they're a growing community, so we're looking forward to having them as well.
And who are the mayors of those three towns?
Reed Dupuy is the mayor of Chillicothe. Fred Whiteman is the mayor of Lexington, and I do not have the mayor of Not Noster.
Gotcha. Not a problem. And the mayor of Chillicothe, Chuck Haney, the former mayor, just recently passed away not too long ago. So they've got a brand new mayor there as well. Final question for you. This is an opportunity for you to get a governor into your community. If you get a chance to talk to Governor Parson one-on-one, what would you tell him?
First off, I'm going to tell him that we're just proud to have him here in Odessa. We haven't had a sitting governor that I know of come to Odessa, and it's nice to have someone in his position show interest in small towns, not just Kansas City and St. Louis's. The smaller the breadbaskets of Missouri, the hard workers, blue collar workers. We just greatly appreciate him taking his time out of his busy schedule to come and spend some time with us and hear us out and work with small towns.
Anything you'd like to add, sir?
I appreciate the opportunity to interview, and we're looking forward to his visit.